Good people of THM, producer John here, welcoming you back to another podcast. Oh, look who's back.
Yeah, I'm just curious, what are you doing?
Wow, this seat's gotten awfully comfy
the last I can tell it's comfy.
4 weeks.
Yeah, and as you snarkily introduce my podcast.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast. And I'm back with the gals.
But John, but Danny.
Yo.
The marking on that couch is a different marking.
Yeah.
Like the whole area has been Johnified.
Yeah, I know. My butt imprints about to 6 inch wide space. It's just the way I was born. But yeah, I came back. It seemed a little worse for the wear.
So I have to ask you this, when you were in California with your beautiful family, first full-on vacation you've ever taken.
He's not back. You see, that was his phone.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't learned to turn off the ringer.
Were you listening to the podcasts that were done without you?
Oh, of course.
Or were you critiquing them?
No, actually I wasn't. You know what I did? I told myself, I made a promise to myself, because I was going to try to make some videos, and I did. I hit record a little bit and tried to say hey from Cali, but man, I was just...
As he was adding product to his hair. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I had to just drink the Cali vibe in, and I chose to properly disconnect.
But did you have thoughts of John taking over your job?
Not even one. I know John. He can't hang.
Well, actually, we are glad to have you back. And the biggest thing, though, was we actually had to do the Serena Pearl show without you, too.
And was hard.
Now, for those of you who do listen to Serena Pearl show, it's our radio show. That was tough without the Dan.
Well, you know.
So I guess you're worth your salt, sort of.
Yeah, you know, if anything, this vacation proved my worth.
It did, Dan.
Although John did a beautiful job of the intros, I have to say.
You know, I'll have to go back and listen.
Yeah.
Because I believe you.
Yeah. But, hey, we're back. And the band is back.
Yeah. So here's what I did in California. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Please
say that on your fan page. There is a Danny Valdez fan page. But we've actually got something great to bring today. Serena and I sometimes go on walks together here on the hilltop. 2 days ago, we just started in and she was sharing with me something that was on her heart. And I'm like, this is fresh manna, Serena. This is speaking to me. Let's do this. Let's bring this to the ladies. They need to hear this. And so I'm excited to bring this message because I know it's going to hit you right where you're at.
Yeah.
Serena.
Yeah, completely. Well, you know, I was actually in Jeremiah chapter 43.
Keep your face near the microphone, love.
Oh, sorry. And this isn't like some weird preaching sermon or anything. It's like, okay, Jeremiah chapter 43, would you all please turn?
Would you all please turn? Who didn't bring their Bibles? No, that's the way we grew up in church. Like, Dad's a pastor. We're pastors' kids, right? So he'd always say turn, and Mum would do the same thing because she was one of those not sit and be quiet ladies. You know, pastor's wife, she was getting up too. But always it was turn, and then the question, who didn't bring their Bibles?
Yes.
I mean, you got pointed out.
Exactly. And even if everybody was turning, it was still the habit. You say that sentence after the turn that comes no matter what.
And everyone looks at you if you didn't bring your Bible. You remember the church, Danny.
The good old days. Good girl, and you're looking at your iPhone Bible.
No, you might as well be texting.
You might as well be texting.
My mum and dad believe in the old.
You might as well be playing Candy Crush or something, you know?
If you're not looking at the actual matter where you're turning the pages in the King James, you sure ain't doing it right.
Yeah.
But guess what? Bless their souls. They're almost 80, and I tell you what, they're awesome. They're awesome. Okay, so I was in chapter 43 of Jeremiah and just reading about how Jeremiah was warning them, saying, don't go back to Egypt. And they were like, no, well, there's warring nations coming and we're sure going to get eaten up here. So we're going to temporarily go back to Egypt. It's just temporarily. It's not we're not going there to stay. We just got to go back there because it's going to feel safe and it's going to comfort us and get us out of the situation, out of the heat.
And can I already do big picture here?
Yes.
So this is the children of Israel escaping from Egypt under Pharaoh.
No.
No?
They're already in the promised land. They're getting some victory.
No, Serene.
They're already gained. They're already They've already won.
So like, this is with Joshua later, not with Moses as they're on their way out of Exodus.
Hey, look,
they're in the promised land.
Trick. I hadn't read from Genesis to Jeremiah in this particular location, you know, and even though we're pastors' kids, I didn't get an A+ and all that,
okay.
You know, Bible trivia. But, so don't quote me and send me letters if I'm all the way not right. But no, it's not escaping. This here, they have already won some ground. They are already, like, they've got some freedom here. But there's warring nations.
Okay, they're coming against
them. Already Jerusalem and Judah. I mean, it's
oh, they're set up.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But there's warring nations coming, and they're feeling the heat, and they're getting scared, and they're saying, you know what? It's not going to be comfortable here. Hey, let's go back to Egypt just temporarily. And I'm actually reading from the Amplified, but the word temporarily here is not in brackets, which shows you what is amplified. It's just the regular script, and it says, the Lord our God has not, you are not telling the truth, they said to Jeremiah. The Lord our God has not sent you to say, do not go into Egypt to dwell there temporarily. Because they were like, they were getting mad saying, you're not a prophet.
Yeah.
Because we need to go there. It's just, it makes so much sense. It's going to be temporary. Don't you see? We're going to come back.
Right.
We're going to get right back to where we were.
Yeah.
And I just started to say, Pearl, I just sense this, like, this overlapping here where people say on their health journey, you know what? I've got this victory. I've gained this ground. I'm doing so great. But guess what? My mother-in-law's coming to live with us for a season. Mm. She's got dementia. And also we're packing for a big move in a few months. So we're living out of boxes. My life is hectic. There's warring nations coming, like, freak out. Can I just go back to some ice cream in the evening at 11 when I finally put all the kiddos to bed? Or just a little mac and cheese occasionally, because temporarily I need to forget about my sweatpants oatmeal, even though that's so easy, and forget about
all these. Well, temporarily, you're going back to Egypt, right? And Egypt was where they had, what did they call it? The land where they had the leeks and the garlic. They were used to that food.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was to Egypt was their used to food. Now, of course, this story wasn't about food. It was about spiritual things. But physical, let's
Egypt
take this to a physical thing.
Egypt represents. And the Bible always represents going back to bondage, to slavery. Yeah. But it was something that that was comfortable and was.
And they were enjoying parts of their bondage and slavery. Like, let's say when you're a slave to sugar, Danny, you look back at that, right? When you were under its total fangs, crutches, okay? You liked some of it, right?
Oh, all of it.
Yeah, but you didn't like the feel. You didn't like what it was doing to your future and
Correct.
The feeling of it, but you loved some of its comforts, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, when I finally became old enough to choose what I wanted to eat, I marveled that I lived in a world with so many horrible things. Like, I remember thinking for the first time, I can pound these lattes. They're like ice cream, but coffee ice cream. And it was amazing to me. And everywhere I went was just, I can buy whatever I want. I can eat ice cream in the morning if I want. I don't have to wait till after I finish my meal.
And it's like, oh, this is freedom. You can choose to have this whenever you want.
But it was bondage to your body.
Yeah,
and it was jail. You were jailed up in this. Yeah. There was no real freedom.
Right.
And so I was like, oh my goodness, Serene. And you know, Jeremiah the prophet told them, don't go back there. Now, obviously, we're going to make little mistakes here and there. But if you say to yourself, well, hold on, I've gained this ground, but now I'm in a time of stress. So temporarily, I'm just going to go back to those old comforts. You know, I'm going to go back to my fast food drive-thru because that was easy. Remember that?
But guess what Jeremiah said? If you go back, you won't return. If you go back after gaining this kind of freedom, you're just going to get annihilated down there in Egypt. And that, now there's now, just talking in the real world, because we're not actually in our health journeys in the situation with Jeremiah and the nations and real Egypt and all that stuff. So that people can return maybe. But Pearl had this kind of little idea where it's called the temporary trap. And it's true, you can get trapped and you can maybe never return. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Or you can waste months there. You can waste years there thinking you're back to the comforts. But you're back to the bondage.
And you see, and we've talked to so many people and we'll be like, well, they'll come like to meet us at some places where we're doing something. And we'll just say, hey, tell us a little bit about your journey. Well, I used to do it. I'm not actually doing it right now because, well, we had to move house. Oh, how long ago was that? Oh, a couple of years ago. But a couple of years ago, I lost 35 pounds. And we're like, oh, so you haven't done it for a couple of years? And it wasn't like we were upset at them, but we felt sad that their temporary choice, when things were not so smooth in their life, the temporary choice to just go back to where they came from, it wasn't so temporary.
Yeah.
It was really a limbo.
Today, we're sort of being that prophet voice that no one really likes to hear when they want the ease, right? You want that comfort and the ease of what you were used to. But he said strongly, don't go back. You'll be destroyed. That's bondage right there. I know it was actually easier, but that's the bondage. And so now you have freedom and you've got to keep fighting it for it and be strong for it. Yes. And don't go back.
And it's oftentimes when you feel like, oh, I just need to do this for a temporary time, that's the time you really need to dig in, because that's the moment where you need to search for more victory in your life. It's the times when maybe things are going out of control and stress levels will be soaring and cortisol out the ooh-eye, and times when you're emotionally and physically burdened. Don't temporarily go back to the abuse.
Mm-hmm. You know,
because that's just piling on injury upon injury.
I had to put this into practice in California, you know. Family, and you know, some of our magical times as kids were around dessert after dinner, and you know, all through, you know, of course family likes to quote spoil, let me spoil your kids and take them out, and I love that, love, you know, their intentions and everything. But at the same time, I found myself having to say, man, we're going to really be set back when we get back home. Mm. My kids are going to be in some patterns and habits. I'm going to have to jog an extra 900,000 miles. You know, I need to like chill out here on vacation. So I actually started having talks with my family in California and just saying, hey, you are so awesome and thank you. But we're going to pass just because I know how long it takes to get back to where we are right now as a family. So,
and it's okay to have little treats, but you were saying that they were treating your, after every meal.
It was, it was all day.
Beautiful relatives were like, let's bring out the ice cream.
All day. Breakfast, lunch. We'd be so, oh, look at this shot. There's beautiful little, this is where I get my favorite, you know, cupcakes. Yeah. These are the best cupcakes on this beach. And it's like, well, I have to have the best cupcakes on this beach. I never come to California. But I'm digging what you're saying, because I've found that putting that into practice and really, you know, trying to stay on course is very helpful.
No, and it is. And it's not, I don't want to come across like we can never go back to a beautiful tradition and meal that we grew up with.
No, or not
never all. Celebrate that. And let's just say the meal's not on plan. Well, you can never have that because that's temporarily returning. It's not.
No, that's not at all.
That's just food freedom.
They were setting up some tents back there.
Yeah. They were taking their journey, going all the way back and saying, no, I'm okay with that bondage for a while.
Yes.
I'm okay with that addiction for a while.
Yes. It's a choice.
Yes.
And it's okay. There's no shame for a slip up because that's not a choice.
Or
it's
even like choosing to eat plant off plant meals sometimes.
Yeah. But I'm saying both. The slip up, who cares? No shame. Nothing. We're not perfect. Come on. No perfectionism. And then the choice for a treat, that's different. But the choice to set up camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying your permanent dwelling, because that they weren't wanting to do permanent dwelling. That was back in their promised land. But they were setting up a camp.
Yeah.
We're saying that. Don't set up camp because you've come so far. And this is ridiculous, what I'm about to say, because it's just going to contradict everything we said about don't worry about the slip up and don't worry about the treats. But you know yourself, there's some people that even have to be a little bit more like careful with themselves, like an AA person.
Yeah, true.
Like certain
truth.
People are like, you know what? I can't stop at Dairy Queen for that big frozen, frosty frou-fra of the whatever, because that is my really dangerous downfall, and
man,
I
you
will
had
be
to
trapped.
Say frosty, didn't you? Frosty that's a Wendy's product, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
by the way, I just made.
See, I wouldn't even know that.
I won't even share that. But I made a frosty like thing with like peanut butter and chocolate,
nice.
And some ice. Is pretty.
No one ever said. You see, that's the
pretty
thing.
Awesome.
That's the thing about slavery. That's the thing about going back to Egypt. Egypt is just a perversion of the true amazing things they got in the promised land.
Yeah.
I mean, so the promised land was the land flowing of milk and honey. Mm. It was not the land that was all like bird seed, so sparse and so everything tasting like cardboard. It was going to be the land of provision.
It was for the
them.
Land of blessing. It yes. was the blessing.
Yes.
And you're right, Serena. We walk into blessing, you know, health, renewed health, all of these things that we apply the principles and then that start to happen in our lives, those are the blessing, right? So temporarily turning your back on them and just saying, but I'll be okay, but I'm just going to go without that blessing for a little while.
Right.
It's not going to make sense
in the long
run.
And we're not saying, like, you're going to go temporarily back to a place where you can just treat yourself. The thing is every day you can get a Frosty. Every day you can have chocolate cake.
Yeah,
every
you just
day
make the Frisky and the Trim Healthy book.
Exactly. You can just use the awesome little tricks and tips that you have learned to make delicious things that are a blessing to your body. We're just saying don't go back to the chains.
Can I ask you something?
Even yes. temporarily, yes.
So obviously refined white sugar, you're comparing to Egypt. Is there ever a time to cheat, so to speak, or like, for example, instead of in my matcha green tea, instead of almond milk, use cow's milk?
Well, for you, Danny, you're skinny.
Anytime you want, you could.
You don't have any problems with weight. I think whole milk would be great for you, actually.
I actually would do it.
Yeah, but ladies that want to trim,
yeah,
they could certainly choose to use whole milk too, knowing that that won't help their weight loss.
But they can, if they're rock-starring at 99% of the other meals and drinks of the day.
But they're not setting up camp there.
They're just making the plan their own. We all don't have to follow certain rules. We take the principles and then I'm going to do this my way. I'm going to have a traditional meal with my family on Friday nights. I'm going to choose whole milk occasionally, says Danny.
Okay, we have to clear this up. We have to clear this up because that could be so dangerous for people to think, oh, strict, I have to keep on the train tracks.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, so this is what I want to say, Danny. This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about these warring nations, you see. I'm talking about where they're thinking, there's a season here. Season, not a once-off treat or a once-off slip. There is a season here where I need the comforts of Egypt. I need the safety of Egypt. I need the comfort, the solace of that ice cream at 11 o'clock at night. And it can be like open-ended too. It's almost like when we were dealing with Arden and my son Arden, my son Isaiah, there was a season of desperation in our family. And
full picture, Serene.
Oh, for new peeps in the room?
Yes.
Sorry, new peeps. It's like I feel like everybody's like been coming along with us, but maybe not. There was a season in my life where I had a son in the critical unit with cancer in very last stages. And then but he's doing so great, just for new peeps in the room.
Praise God.
Yes. And there was in the same season, I had a son, three flights up in the same hospital in the trauma ward, in a coma. Okay. So I could have said temporarily in the season, I'm doing mac and cheese every night. Listen, people, give me a jolly break. It's mac and cheese and I'm going by Wendy's for my Frosty.
Yeah.
Now, it's okay even if you choose that. I'm not looking down my nose at it, but I knew for me that temporarily setting up camp for my family in that time was pulling down the very feeble walls that were already there. I needed to nurture my children who were going through it. They were going through the trauma of that along with me. They needed to not have mac and cheese. They needed to still have their sourdough bread and still have their good oatmeal cooked in the
morning. You had very
little
sleep. You were working around the clock at the hospital. You needed to nurture your own body.
So I whipped up smoothies and quart jars and took them to the hospital with me all day long in a little esky.
But what she's saying is, she couldn't do her usual Trim Healthy Mama self, right? Serene at home, the purist, doing all her stock and whatever
Kombucha
Serene
mushrooms
does.
Mushrooms got wrecked. They died.
Okay. But she didn't abandon and go set up camp somewhere else. She did what she could to still live in that freedom and not turn
and
her back on
it. And it doesn't mean somebody didn't bring us a meal to the hospital that wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
And I would have eaten it and said, thank you, what a blessing from the Lord. But that's not setting up camp.
No.
That's not making a choice where I'm going to actually put my tent pegs in here for a while.
And good, I've got some really dose of reality things we can do practically coming up when this happens to us. But you had a question, Danny, for Serene.
Well, I actually had a little personal non-scale victory that's in context with what we're talking about. When I think about cheating or going off plan now, what comes to mind for me, things like almond butter or peanut butter at the wrong time. You know,
so that's your going off plan now.
Yeah.
Well, like, Dan, the man, you said there was only a certain inches that your bum like took residence there. You can eat this jar.
But you know, the point is it's a non-scale victory for me because when I healed my taste buds, when I start to think about decadent, rich dessert treats, I go to like almond butter in my mind now.
Your mind doesn't even go there anymore
ice cream tastes like chemicals.
Right?
Like sugar, refined white sugar to me, it has a chemical taste.
Okay, Denny, you're the what if you could man. You brought this saying to us and it's revolutionized our lives. What can you say about to people that still feel the draw? They still feel Egypt calling, right? All those comforting foods back there, the ease of what they used to do. You used to be in that camp. How, and I know you're a trainer of your mind, how did you train your mind to say, no, I'm not there anymore. I'm in a new season. I'm not going back.
Well, a lot of different ways. I mean, it's interesting how we use life hacks, tips and tricks when it comes to mechanics or fixing our house or having, you know, some people are into photography and so they'll research all the little tips and tricks. But when it comes to our brain, we accept the lie that we are just what we are and we want what we want. And we say things like, well, you know me, you know, I must, this is my weakness or that is my weakness.
Or when I'm stressed, I go for ice cream. That's just
me.
I need to have it.
Yeah,
and
that's
also,
just...
let's just talk about speaking to the waters. You guys have heard those podcasts.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, you need to.
Oh, yeah, for
you
sure.
need to. I'm not trying to like be preachy or anything.
Oh,
but
you need to.
But just the statements, the negative, the labels that we put over ourselves, that is so, that's putting our tent pegs forever in Egypt.
Well, so once we realize that our brain is like a very complicated but also understood
moldable.
In terms of how the synapses and the neurons work and how we go back to the same things and the same habits because there's actually strong reinforced pathways there.
Right.
Once if we accept that, we can start saying, well, how can I just kind of get myself as if I were a machine or as if I were, how do I get my body to do what I want it to do? And there's lots of ways.
One, what did you do?
One is acting.
Yeah.
I've said that before on the podcast, is acting is to actually fantasize and believe and become the person who is the health fit person.
Did you do that?
Yeah. I was like, I started just looking in the mirror and seeing myself as the healthy person. I had a
so
gut.
So is a man thinketh. Hmm. So is he.
Yeah. I was like, now I'm the guru health dude. You know, now I'm this. And it was weird. You feel like a fraud at first because you're like, oh, you know me and my weakness. You know, but instead of that, I started saying things like, well, you know me, how I can turn on a dime and stop doing something overnight cold turkey. And I don't even care because I'm so unique in that way. It's one of my strengths. Now, that wasn't true at the time.
Right.
But it became true
so
as I
awesome
kind of
day.
Faked it. So yeah, acting and faking, playing roles.
And now you're the one counseling your family about sugar on a vacation. Did you ever think you'd be that guy?
No, because I was such the Coke guy, the Coca-Cola.
And I've got to say something.
Danny
See,
Coca-Cola.
You're talking about battles that you fought. You fought with acting. You fought them with all these kind of tips that you're talking about, how to kind of tweak the synapses as you go through that stage of renewing your mind and renewing those pathways. It's the same with the children of Israel. They had to fight through different nations to get to their land. They had to conquer.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're saying is having a little treat here and there or a little slip up doesn't actually reprogram the synapses.
Right.
But it's when you set up camp, is you're wasting all that
Trees you built in your mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
your
it does make them flare
trees.
Up.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't unprogram all the good work you've done, but it does excite and remind those.
No, I'm saying setting up camp reprograms.
Yeah.
Like, why
That's
do you, after
true.
All
yeah.
the fighting, after all the conquering, why are you going to go reprogram? Because you put hard work, you put acting into it. Danny?
Yeah.
He had to go around, you know, pretending you're someone you're not. But Serene's right.
A treat does not reprogram.
A treat, it does do a flare for some of us.
Yes.
Flare. It flares up the sugar addiction, right?
So you got to know yourself.
But you've grown bigger trees in your mind. So you go, and when we're talking about trees, it's actually science. They become protein in your brain, these neuron pathways of the way you decide to think.
Yes.
They become trees in your brain. And the taller they are, the more your brain uses them.
Mm-hmm.
So you grow them because you use them, okay?
Yes.
But you used to use the sugar trees, right? Or the white flower tree, whatever you used to use, the addiction trees. And they were big. And then you started growing bigger ones that were healthy. This is what Danny did, right?
His almond butter tree.
Yeah, his almond butter tree. All these, this avocado tree, all these things that he goes to now. But, you know, you, Danny, if you have a cheat meal, and Serene doesn't experience this because she's never been addicted to sugar, it starts to flare those little other trees that used to be big, but now they're small, right?
Oh, and my gut talks to me too now. Yeah.
And it's there. They're like, hey, I'm still here a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you go set up camp, what you're doing, no, you're watering them again. They're going to grow. They're going to take over the other ones. They're going to take the oxygen out of the room. And all those new ones, they'll be barely there. They'll be like, remember me?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. Hey, because we all know we go through stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, and I said my story, and you hear some other people's story, and mine sounds like I was at a fairy, like, land little fair.
No, yours was hard.
No, but I'm just saying people lose.
Yeah.
People lose loved ones. They go through stuff that's so...
Oh, yeah.
And then they've got the terrible grief. I mean, praise the Lord, I was blessed. Both of my boys are alive.
That's true.
That's amazing. But people go through stuff. So I'm not trying to just say this in such a light way without compassion. But I'm trying to say, even for situations like childbirth, prep, or situations where you know you've got to move, prep, think ahead. Think, because once you say, okay, well, once we get there, or once we have the situation like I'm on my postpartum, whatever, like I'm going to be having a rest for 3 or 4 weeks. If you're the type that when you set up camp and go back temporarily, that you're going to, it could derail you for a full year and a half to 2 years. Be careful, as all was saying, be careful, because temporary is a trap
It may become permanent, and that's not, we're fighting against that. Here's the other thing. I want to take the next just 3 or 4 minutes, because then we've got something special at the end of this podcast. Yes. And I wanted, let's just say life is stress. Let's just say the mother-in-law is coming in to live for a while, or you are moving, or there is a new baby coming. So let's talk about really easy things that help us through these times. And Serene, you've been through that. Knowing we can say to ourselves, this time won't be perfect.
Yes.
But we're not going back to set up camp, okay? So that's the goal.
That's the goal. And you don't shoot for perfection.
No, you can't.
Because that's psycho too. That's a trap.
That's ridiculous.
That's the perfectionist trap.
Yes, it is. So what are some of the practical things we can do when you sort of don't have time, or maybe stress is really hard and you're wanting those comfort foods or things like that?
Well, let me shoot a few ideas, and then we'll go to Danny, and then we'll go to you as a special closing, like,
I'll
amazing
be the closer
person.
Wow.
What helped me was smoothies, and I've said it so many times. It was because I could put all the superfoods that my body needed from my immune system. I threw them all in there, right? And then the berries, the frozen berries in there, kept kind of them cool, even though I had a little esky. And those are things I could just take with me. And even when I didn't even have time to sit down and chew, you know?
Yeah.
But other things were zippies filled with like little protein balls, a little the e-bars in the book.
Yeah. And you used to take nuts and chocolate too.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
These times aren't the times to think, oh, do I have my fuel pull in today?
No.
Times are the times to just keep that sugar monster at bay.
Exactly. Going back to Egypt doesn't mean like
trying to lose the last 5 pounds.
Going back to Egypt. No. We just say don't go back to your enslavers.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And so the other thing is having salad and protein prepped in the fridge, having crock pot of chicken breast that you just do and then chuck it in the fridge, having hard-boiled eggs chucked in the fridge, and having some rainbow peppers and lettuce ready to just so that you can throw together some quick salads when you want them to have protein. And that, to me, saved that whole season in my life. Dan?
Well, thanks to my wife, she was already ahead of me on all of this. She actually talked to me about the plan and before I even worked here.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like, sounds great. Sweetheart, I'm off. You know, it's just not
I'm off to have my Dunkin' donut.
some things that really helped me outside of that was just taking 2 dang minutes and packing my lunch to go to work.
Yeah. It actually is 2 dang minutes.
It's 2 dang minutes. It's actually, you know, I'd love to do a video where I compare the time to go through a drive-thru.
Would you please?
To totally. The time to just prepare something wholesome for your day. So just taking a minute and unlocking your brain and accepting that it's faster. And I don't know. It's like I was lazy. It was like, I want to go through the drive-thru. I don't want to prepare food. And it's like, why? So I can sit in the drive-thru and be on Instagram? Why do I have to be? I was choosing Instagram over like the life of my body, right? I mean, it's silliness. Okay. So smoothies also really helped me. And I just upgraded my smoothie system.
Did you?
Yeah, I was having to, you know, wash the blender and everything, which is not a big deal. Still do it. But I got my own. Do you know what a magic bullet is?
I've heard.
It's like a single serve blender, basically. And you take the cup off and it's
your
cup.
So did you finally get one? I know you were talking about
getting
one.
I got the Ninja Fit.
Okay.
And that for you is probably a huge game changer, because if you're thinking in your head, not only do I have to prepare, but then I have to wash it.
I have to clean a blender.
No fruit flies going around the sink for my wife.
No, not with the NutriNinja.
Right.
This is not a commercial for them, by the way. Yeah, so a couple just practical things. But you know, the thing that really helped me the most was, because I just gave a bunch of advice on kind of life hacks and the brain. And sometimes I want to just say the exact opposite at the same time, because we're kind of a how-to culture. And there's a time to just do it and not to think, how do I do this? But just get up and, you know what, if you got to get up early and run, just get up and flip and run. Mm-hmm. You just have to do it. I mean, there's not always a method. There's not always a 3 steps to thinking more powerfully. I mean, there is, but then there's also a time to... For me personally, I'm not saying this to others, because some people actually can't.
Yeah, we've got nursing women throughout the night and they're not going to get up and run.
But, yeah, that's what. Yeah,
but
exactly.
You're saying it for your life.
But for me and probably for most men listening, especially, you just got to get up and do it, man. And don't wait. One day. When you say one day, that's silly. Mm. One day is a replacement.
One day, you're hammering the tent peg in.
It's a replacement word for never.
Yeah. Can I say one thing before I send it off to you, Pearl? Mm-hmm. Because this is another thing I was reading this morning in Jeremiah again. Actually,
and it's because you're holding Sully, the baby, and so your face goes way down to the ground because you're bibble. There you go.
It's in chapter 2 of Jeremiah, verse 13. It says, "For my people have committed 2 evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and they have hewn for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns which cannot hold water." So what I feel like I have to say is this. It's verse... It sounds so trite for me to take this to diet, right? But I like to take the scripture and then like put it to every application in my life, you know, in the natural and the spiritual.
The Bible says flipping natural book.
So I know what it's talking about here in the spiritual, but, you know, we're not going to go on about that right now. I feel like saying this living waters for you, right? Mm-hmm. When you don't forsake the place that's actually going to be feeding your body, refreshing your body, okay?
Renewing your body.
That's the first mistake. The second one is you've hewn out broken cisterns which cannot hold water. And to me, it's, I was thinking that almost spiritually to me today. And I was saying, okay, what would be my broken cistern? And I thought to myself, that cannot hold all that God wants me to have, all the living water, all the gifts. He's a father of lights. He's the giver of good gifts. What could be the thing that's draining it? And I thought to myself, it's my belief system and it's my attitude, because my children are a joy to me. You know, just being at home and just being amongst them is joy. And it's his gift to me. And it's beautiful. And when I have the right belief system, it's living water. But when I have when the devil puts in like thoughts in my head, like, wow, this is just a bunch of stress with a bunch of screaming, yahooing rascals running around, and I couldn't even eat my lunch without...
Yeah, wow, will I ever get a break? My life is never my own.
It's my attitude and my belief system, and they were holes, and it wasn't living water. The same thing that could have been living water. I am blessed. Look at these eternal souls. Look at these presents from God. And yeah, they're not my peace, but they're my joy. That didn't allow for any holes in that cistern, and I was filled up. But but the other way of seeing it, put a bunch of holes in my cistern. I couldn't hold the living water. So what we're trying to say is, don't forsake the place of health and go back to Egypt, right? But also make sure that when you're in the place of health, that you don't have a bunch of holes, a bunch of belief systems. I can't. Well, I'm just this, and this is just my weakness. So even if you are running back to Egypt, maybe you've got holes in your cistern.
Yeah, and I think that the dreaming back of Egypt is the holes.
Right.
It's like, don't even let your mind go there. If you need those traditional meals that some of us talk about, you know, my husband loves beans, cornbread. He grew up with And occasionally I'll just pull out the traditional stuff. I'll make the real potato salad just because I don't live in a jail. Yes. I can have an off-plan THM meal because it's nourishing my family in a way that's, you know, different. Okay, but I'm not going back to Egypt, right?
You're not putting like...
But I'm not going to live in this trim, healthy mama world, you know, my freedom, my renewing, and just dream of all the things I used to eat. Fries used to be a big one for me. That's one place I don't go to. I don't go to Fries, right? Because I feel like they really pull down the body's health. In my mind, I just think of all that trans fat. Not good, right? So I don't go there. But I could just sit here and just... really let my mind go to just how salty and fatty and good they were. Come on. And you know what I mean? I don't eat those anymore. Poor me, right? Hole in my cistern right there. Why am I not thinking about the joy of what I do get to eat? And you know what? I do think about the joy of what I do get to eat. And so that's why I think that Serena and I have been, I think that's why we love it. Every morning we wake up because we dwell on the joy of this program. Mm-hmm. We dwell on the, we always have. When Serene and I first sort of discovered this and we realized what we could eat, Serene, do you remember the joy?
Yes.
You mean to tell me, Serene? I would call you and I'd be like, I ate 3 fried eggs this morning with butter, Serene. I've added some spinach. I dropped a pound. We would laugh on the phone. We were like, we thought that we were the most luckiest woman in the world.
Yeah.
And then we got to eat carbs and we're like, I had a sweet potato and we'd just discuss it and we were like on top of the world, you know?
And if people are in a trap that think, oh, well, you know, it's not, it's kind of like, wasting your time to be thinking about food, or maybe it's not spiritual enough, or maybe you're just thinking about food, or food is my God, I can't think about food. No, you're allowed to think about food.
The Son of Man came
eating and drinking and feasting, and the fact is we weren't just given a little magic pill to eat and that was it. He made us to want to eat 3 meals a day. We need snacks in between.
Yeah.
You know, we're the animal kingdom has to eat all day.
I know.
I mean, so let's just embrace it.
But when we do think about it, you know, once we've learned the ropes and it's not so overwhelming anymore, let's think about it with joy. Yes. It's like Danny says, let's train our minds. If we're not, let's act it out and let's become it and let's grow the trees in our brain. I'll close with this before we bring our special guest on today. My thing would be, you know, you guys talked about snacks made at home and things like that. But I think in stressful times, you are sometimes eating out a lot. Maybe you're going up to that hospital or maybe you're on the road or something. Whereas I just determined to make the best choices that I can anywhere.
Chipotle saved our lives, just so you know.
You can have a great meal at Chipotle and you know. Let's just have some chicken. Let's have the salad. Let's get the bowl. Let's get the salsa. Let's get the sour cream. All good food. I can go anywhere and eat. You've got those same 2 choices, you see, at a fast food. You could say, but my life is so stressful, I need that burger and fries. Or you could say, my life is so stressful, I need protein right now and I need a few veggies. So let me get that bunless burger and let me get a side salad. Oh, man, it's going to be good. I'm going to taste that burger without the white bread that sort of takes away the taste and that pulls down my health. My life is stressful, so let me nurture it.
Yes.
Trim Healthy Mama. Let's go behind the scenes.
So to end the potty today, we've got something special for you. In town, we actually have one of the people who make the THM world turn around, and his name is Matt, and he lives in California, but he's here today. He comes periodically, and so we thought we'd wrangle him here to the potty and do a little interview.
And can we just get a quick round of applause from the team for Matt?
Thank you. Yeah.
Matt's from Silicon Valley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Close to there, yeah. Bay Area, San Francisco.
Yeah.
He wears cool clothes. He's got cool hair.
He does. If you're thinking of someone who's like Cali and cool and, you know, young
this
and hip,
the guy.
That is Matt.
This is the guy.
But Matt is an absolute amazing coder. So he started off, and we go back a long way, right, Matt?
Yeah, we were just talking about it yesterday. It was like the very beginning, pretty much.
Yes.
We were talking about the old days, like yesterday. Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but things have moved very fast here, and a lot of things have changed. So it's cool to see how it's grown.
And there not just a constant list of things for you? You start off with you. We would start off with you. We grabbed you from somewhere John would know. How did we get Matt, right?
Yeah, it's actually quite a funny story. Matt and I reference this a lot. Back in the early days when we just had a book and some stevia.
Yeah.
That's all we were selling. And then quickly, like, you know, the erythritol and xylitol came shortly thereafter, Sweet Blend. We had our web store on a platform called Volusion, which means nothing to anybody except probably Matt and I. But
that's right, and it kept crashing.
We outgrew that platform, and even the people at Volusion couldn't help us. And so they had their stable of experts that were not people that worked for Volusion, but people who knew the platform real well. I looked through their directory of experts, and honestly, Matt had the coolest logo. I picked him for no other reason other than he had a really cool logo, and he also was the first one to get back to me with and what started out as a $500 job. 5 years later,
oh my.
First job was just like,
I don't
crazy.
Want to think about how much money we've had to pay you and your team, and it was just Matt, and now you have a whole team of people working on Trim Healthy Mama.
And I think Matt, tell, I mean, focus on that, because the listeners here, like, it's you people, it's the people that have listened, that are listening now and have supported this brand from the get-go, that really have changed lives. I mean, you have supported this brand and given us so much work that people you're just now meeting, like Matt, have literally, it's changed their lives. And Matt's had to literally build a company around this, and can't say enough about the team that he's built.
Yeah, I will say, when I started, it's been like 5 years now probably, but I was just by myself coding. I was a freelancer. I have a team of 8 people now, largely in part to Trim Healthy Mama and the growth and the company and all the needs that we needed to fill for them. And I know, you know, not only has it been amazing to build a team around that effort, but I know it's really rewarding work too. It's amazing to us, because we work with clients from all different industries, but working with Trim Healthy Mama, we see an immediate results for the things that we do. I mean, within an hour of pushing a new feature to the site, you know, people, you know, we get immediate
our mamas
reviews.
Are in your face, right? We find out if something's working or if it's not. But what's, and you know what? Now that they've heard you, Matt, and they know that you're a coder, all the ladies are wondering, they've been asking for an app for a long time, but I'll let Matt talk about this, and we really are working on it. But all the emergencies and you're dealing with things because of the crowd and because of the response and because of the hunger of our people. A lot of stuff is like just dealing with the growth or just dealing with putting out fires, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, the moment I always think of is, and John will remember this too, on Cyber Monday this past year, you know, the big sale day, we were all sitting there and I was actually looking at the servers about an hour before the sale even started. We were all just staring at our screens going like, what? People were waiting on the site for the thing for the sale to start. And we were like, just crossing our fingers. We had done all the work. We'd worked for like months to get it ready. And it was just this amazing moment where we were like, well, let's hope it all holds together. And it did.
Yeah.
But it was amazing to see. Yeah.
Every sale we used to do, the server would crash every single time.
And what does that mean practically, the server crash? Like, people just, the site's not working. What do the people see? You know what I mean?
Oh, the people can't even load the website. It crashes down.
It's just not.
It's the amount of traffic, right? Yeah. And so now you've got this a huge, amazing server that we can get a lot of people on.
Yeah, yeah. It's far beyond anything we've built for anybody else. It's just to reiterate, it's amazing the growth, how fast it's gone, and pretty much how much we had to learn to keep up with the growth of everybody coming. It's a great experience to be
We've
in.
We've all had to learn. Well, thank you so much. And I know the app's coming. He's been putting out fires and he's been trying to get us bigger servers. But
Hey, the app. Can we talk for a minute about the app?
Well, see, everyone thinks it's going to be like this miracle thing where you just like speak your word. Hey, I'm eating this meal. And you're like, it's chicken parmesan with things. And it's going to miraculously say whether it's an SE or fuel pool. But that requires almost a miracle, because Trim Healthy Mama's not done around numbers, right? And we don't want to reduce it to a bunch of numbers and rules, but
so it's not going to be the Shazam.
It is
going
to be Shazam, but we've worked it out how to do it in a way that still keeps to our
integrity of how we don't want it to be like rules.
So what's the main use of the app?
The idea is to track your journey with Trim Healthy Mama. So there'll be tools to track, your progress with your plan, basically, and then as well as a companion to the membership site. If you're a member, you'll have, you know, features that you can access on your phone, like a shopping list that you can take with you on your phone to the grocery store instead of having to print it out. And we're still developing some of it, but there's just some of the initial ideas.
And then the Shazam thing, because when everyone thinks of app, they think of give me this food analyzer. Is this an FE or fuel pill? So we're doing it. We cannot put an app out with that. And that's
so
why
there.
This
so there is
going
to be a Shazam style feature. Yeah. And for Shazam, so if you don't know
we
what that is,
call it Shazam. Like
maybe
wow.
we should now. That'd Danny cool. just named
well,
it.
Well, no, it's, no. There's an
oh,
app.
Really?
So this may get corrected here because there's an app where if there's a song on the radio and yeah. you're like, "Ooh, what is this song?" You open this app, you hit the button, and it listens to the song and then tells you who it is, gives you the lyrics and everything.
No, well, we're typing in a you know basically typing in a food and basically this will start off with what is this? You know, I don't know what
it
beats.
We could do that though.
What?
Anything's possible.
So. Oh, see, yeah, more coding.
Anything's possible for those who write checks.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for joining us, Matt.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
Appreciate all
yeah,
you've
it's
done.
It's great to be here. Mama my way. And then
I'll be nothing, mama, to stay. Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.